Third evening. Welcome to Advent Lessons and Carols at the Cathedral of the Assumption. Our opening hymn is Come Emmanuel, number 509, which can be found in your hymnal. Please stand.
Season as we draw closer to the birth of Christ. Amongst the many things there are to do before Christmas Day, none is more important than preparing a deeper place for Christ in our minds, our hearts, our lives, and in our world. In its own way, tonight's prayer service is intended to help us to do this very thing. Before opening prayer, let us take a moment of quiet to call to mind God's presence among us and to offer our presence to God in return. Let us pray. We gather here to recall the mystery of our redemption. Though sin drew us away from God, he never stopped loving us. The prophets told of the coming of a Messiah who would initiate a reign of justice and peace. This promise was fulfilled in the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Let us now reflect with joy on this glorious mystery. Please be seated.
Now, the snake was the most cunning of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made. He asked the woman, "Did God really say, 'You shall not eat from any of the trees in the garden?'" The woman answered the snake, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. It is only about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, you shall not eat or even touch, or you will die. But God said to the woman, you certainly will not. God knows well that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like gods, who know from good and evil. The woman saw that the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and that the tree was desirable for gaining wisdom. So she took some of its fruits and ate it, and she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. Then, when they heard the sound of the Lord God walking about in the garden at the breezy time of the day, the wife and the man hid themselves from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. The Lord God said, man, where are you? He answered, I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid. Then God asked, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I have forbidden you to eat? The man replied, the woman who you put me here, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate it. The Lord God asked the woman, what is this you have done? The woman answered, the snake tricked me, so I ate it. The Lord God said to the snake, because you have done this, cursed are you among all the animals, tamed or wild. On the belly you shall cry, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. They will strike at your head, while you strike at their heel. Here ends the lesson.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord of mercy, despite our sinfulness, you never stop loving us. Fill our hearts with your mercy, that we may forgive others.
Second lesson. See, days are coming, oracle of the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous branch for David. As king, he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah shall be saved. Israel shall dwell in security. This is the name to be given to him, the Lord our justice. Therefore, the days are coming, oracle of the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, but rather, as the Lord lives, who brought the descendants of the house of Israel up from the land of the north, and from all the lands to which I banished them. They shall again live on their own soil. Here ends the lesson.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord, you promised that your reign would bring the justice that would never end. May we help to bring this justice in our time. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. But a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and a fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide. But he shall judge the poor with justice, and decide fairly for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness, a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion shall browse together, with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Together their young shall lie down. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the viper's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. They shall not harm or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse, set up as a signal for this people, him the nations will seek out. His dwelling shall be glorious. Here ends the lesson.
Peace in our families, our communities, and our world. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who lived in a land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at harvest, as they exult when dividing the spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, the rod of their taskmaster, you have snatched, as on the day of Midian. For every boot that tramped in battle, every cloak rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for fire. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. Upon his shoulder, dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful, upon David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Here ends the lesson.
Oh.
Let us pray. God, you are always with us. May we always trust in your presence and share it with those around us. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
The fifth lesson. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who is called barren. And for nothing will be impossible for God," Mary said. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Here ends the lesson.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord, you asked Joseph and Mary to trust in you. May we come to share in their trust and always rely on you. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
The sixth lesson. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment, when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph went too, up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is the Messiah and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go, then, to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. Here ends the lesson.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord, you came to us in humility and vulnerability. May we always show loving care to those around us, especially those most in need. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
The seventh lesson. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. Since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. Here ends the lesson.
Thank you.
giver of all good gifts, may we always remember to share our gifts with others for the glory of your name. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
The eighth lesson. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the life of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. But the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Here ends the lesson.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of power and might, you are beyond all time and space. May we never fail to recognize your majesty and give praise to you in all we do. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
The ninth lesson. The 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." Here ends the lesson.
us pray. Lord, you call us to be your witnesses to the ends of the earth. Fill our words with power, that we may proclaim your good news and draw all people to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. For the final blessing, word of thanks to Dr. Philip Brisson for leading both choirs and us in singing this evening. Thank you, Philip. Great job. We want to thank as well the Cathedral Choir and the Cathedral Singers, along with Natasha, for leading us throughout the year in music, but in a special way for leading us this evening. Thank you to all of you. Every day of the year, we're proud of our religious education students, but in a special way, we're proud of those who helped us pray this evening. It's not easy to come up in front of church and to look at this big place and see all your smiling faces, but each of them did a wonderful job tonight, so thanks to you young people. Dear friends, bow your heads now and pray for God's blessing. You believe that the Son of God once came to us, and you look for him to come again. May his coming bring you the light of his holiness, and his blessing bring you freedom. Amen. May God make you steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and untiring in love all the days of your life. Amen. You rejoice that our Redeemer came to live with us. When he comes again in glory, may he reward all of you with endless life. Amen. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.